I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The 2020 U.S. Census has been in the news because of the Trump administration's controversial attempt to add a citizenship question. The Supreme Court will rule on that later this year. The issue of privacy is a big concern with that question proposal, especially for non-citizens. They're supposed to take part in the census, too. But what if undocumented people could be identified based on their responses to the census? The World's Roopa Shenoy spoke with the woman whose work may prevent that from happening.
20 years ago, Cynthia Dwork started thinking about what privacy would mean today, in an age when people's personal information is collected in any number of massive databases.
And in fact, in this work, the census was always our primary motivating scenario.
Dwork is a professor of computer science at Harvard and a leading scientist at Microsoft Research. She says when it comes to online databases, the census is the gold standard.
This is the data of the people that's going to be analyzed for the benefit of the people and to distribute the people's resources.
Census data is used not only to allocate money, but also to create legislative districts. So the information has to be accurate, but it can't be so specific that individual people can be identified. By law, the Census Bureau has to protect people's privacy. In the early 2000s, it became clear to Dwork and others that it was going to get tough for the U.S. to maintain that crucial balance. As technology developed, there were more and more ways to reconstruct databases or cross-reference multiple databases, making it easier to identify people.
I think we're limited only by our imagination.
Dwork led an effort to find ways the Census Bureau could release usable information without releasing too much. They developed a solution called differential privacy.
It's a dream of mine to learn how to really explain this so that it's widely accessible.
To put it very crudely, differential privacy applies an algorithm to a data set. The algorithm essentially flips a coin for each individual answer. As a result, you can't be sure how any one person in the data set responded. Like, for example, how an undocumented person responded to a question about their citizenship status.
Differential privacy absolutely protects everybody, including the outliers and the unusual people. In fact, our philosophy was that the outliers, in some intuitive sense, need more protection than everybody else.
And that protection is greatly needed.
Well, thank you all so much. Good morning. It's really my honor to welcome all of you to the CSAC meeting this morning.
At a recent meeting of scientific advisors to the census, the Bureau's chief scientist, John Abboud, said he'd led internal tests that showed the 2010 census could have been compromised. It was possible to identify individuals' age, gender, location, race, and ethnicity.
These experiments confirm that you can very accurately reconstruct what we call the 100% detail file, which is a confidential version of the census, using just the tables we published in 2010 at the person level.
And he said that's why the Census Bureau plans to use differential privacy for the first time for the 2020 census.
As far as I know, this is the first time anybody's tried to do this.
The theory is that differential privacy will guard against threats that exist now and even ones that might be invented in the future.
They're future-proof, which means it makes absolutely no difference what happens from the point of computing power or future releases of data from other sources that can't be compromised, as long as they're implemented correctly.
And that's a hint at the big remaining vulnerability to privacy with the census, the possibility of missteps within the federal government. The scientist advisors seemed especially concerned with the Census Bureau sharing information with other federal agencies and whether those agencies, like the Department of Homeland Security, will respect privacy. Kathy Pettit's an advisor from the Urban Institute.
And just thinking about communications around DHS being involved could be misinterpreted that they actually have access to the information?
So I'll be clear on two pieces.
Kevin Smith is the census's chief information officer. He said that only a small group of staff would have access to sensitive census information, and any data that is shared with other agencies would be encrypted and very limited.
It is things like internet addresses. It is not answers and responses to surveys.
For her part, differential privacy pioneer Cynthia Dwork believes that threats to the census, even those within the federal government, are being addressed.
I think we're in the fortunate situation where we have a Census Bureau that we can trust.
Despite the Trump administration's proposal to include the question about citizenship on the 2020 census.
I understand very well that the citizenship question will frighten people. And I think that it leads to bad statistics as a result, because people don't report. As I understand, the people at the census do not support the inclusion of the citizenship question. This is being imposed on them externally.
If the citizenship question is included, Dwork hopes that the census's use of differential privacy will at least provide the appropriate privacy protection. She fervently hopes that. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.